Welcome
to the podcast experiment.
Welcome to the podcast experiment. I'm Dave.
And I'm Vic.
And here we go.
No, it's not.
Tweeting.
Gal.
Tweeting.
Not tweeting. I'm trying to get into an industry party, so.
Oh. Excuse me. Cool. We're not invited. Yeah.
It's at Hinterlands. You got to be on the list.
Is it tonight?
It's tomorrow.
So will you be willing to wear a hashtag podcast experiment t-shirt?
Yeah, sure, but not if it's duct tape that you're going to put on whatever shirt I'm wearing.
Well, we don't have silk screening capabilities at this point.
We don't even have duct tape.
it's a low-budge operation. We're working on it.
What about a button? A tattoo, a hat.
I just got a button maker. Do you guys want buttons? I can make you buttons.
You said a butt maker.
A button maker. A button maker. I was not enunciating.
No, you were not, but that's okay.
I'd wear a button.
So do you do the intro live? Do you the podcast experiment?
That's what I was going for a little bit of, but...
It kind of just sounds like something's wrong. Does it? Anybody listening to it is going to think they're, you know, the iTunes is skipping, is a glitch.
I thought my shit was broken.
Yeah, like, wait,
really?
What?
Yeah, because most podcasts start with music.
The first time I heard it, too, I was like, uh-oh,
they
messed up the sound. It's like,
it's 2017. Also, there's a little thing called the Creative Commons license, Dave.
Is it? What?
I told you we got to put some music.
There's literally a free data. People like make music and just go, I don't care. Anybody can use it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. These are good things. These old songs
from the 80s. Nobody cares about these things. They're the 90s.
It's only Heaven is a Place on Earth.
Come, baby, come, baby, baby, come. Come, just start with that.
Yeah, just start with that.
As long as it's less than, I think, 8 notes, it's free. Something like that. Isn't that what it is?
He's looking it up.
Wait, Heaven is what? Is it Belinda Carlisle is very specific about her music? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know.
As long as it's not Lucasfilm.
Right, in fact.
Very litigious. I don't want to deal with Lucasfilm music. They'll sue anybody.
In fact, are my headphones even plugged in right now?
Actually, this is my not real cousin who works at Magnolia Pictures that I'm talking to.
And
I once went to the Magnolia Pictures Christmas party and insulted Peter David's wife.
You hit on it when you were drunk?
No, I said that Walt and Louise Simonson's X Factor was better than his.
Oh.
And she was just like, do you know who I am and who I'm married to?
And she,
I was like, oh, I don't know. I'm drunk, but...
What are the odds you'd be talking to Peter David's wife when you said
actually,
that you'd like somebody else's?
In that room, slightly good because X Factor was being spoken about.
Mm. That's good.
I got a Green Lantern page that day, too.
So we're just mashing up everything.
Mashing up. Name dropping.
Getting invited
to parties. We're not invited to a party.
Okay, so wait. Is anybody going to... Welcome to the podcast experiment.
Oh, are we... Did we start?
I think we're rolling.
Oh.
I'm Dave.
And I'm Vic.
I'm Pierce.
And we got a special guest, Pierce Brosnan. We got Pierce Brosnan with us.
Yeah, I've never met a Pierce before other than Pierce Brosnan.
I can't do a Pierce Brosnan impression, so...
No.
Yeah.
We've got... What's your name? Pierce?
Pierce Lydon.
Pierce Lydon. I'm going to turn off the bubbling tea kettle.
Thank you for being brave enough to give your name on the podcast experiment. You're our first guest that we've ever had. Hopefully the first of many.
Well.
And you're not embarrassed. You've tweeted about us. You're not embarrassed to admit who you are. Although,
tweeted about you.
For all we know, that's not your
real
name.
He's the only person who's actually said his first and last name because we haven't even known.
That's true.
We
tricked you.
Yeah. We tricked you.
I introduced myself as Gal Gadot a few times. Exactly. That doesn't count as my first and last name.
Exactly. We tricked him because we asked him.
Very easy to trick you into giving your phone.
Damn it.
What's your social security number? Why don't you give that out?
718.
Just the last four digits.
2982.
Okay, so anyway. So we just got...
That's not really my social security number. That's my parents' house phone number.
Now
we'll be calling your parents' house.
Please call my mom.
If anyone was listening, they'd be calling your parents. Right?
Please
call my mom.
Fuck it, we'll do it live.
Your mom's very lonely.
Just know that...
Fuck it, we'll do it live.
Take off the delay, Dave. Fuck it, we'll do it live.
You got to beep yourself on this show.
Just know that when your mother doesn't get calls, it's just only a sign that no one is listening.
Yeah, well.
Okay. Anyway, so we just got back from seeing Logan.
Yes, right up to the minute, the podcast experiment.
Yeah, I know. Right up to the minute. We're gonna try to turn this one around pretty quickly. What are you doing?
Do a review / discussion.
Right, Pierce is looking at his phone.
Sorry. Constantly. He's live
putting
tweeting.
It on. Sorry.
He threw it at the cat. threw it at the cat.
The cat blends into the couch, to be
he
fair.
He really does.
Sorry, Amigo.
Amigo doesn't care. He's gonna start pawing. Look, he's pawing your phone.
I can see it's gonna be up to me to bring us on task.
Can you drive this show, please?
The new feature film Logan, directed by written and directed.
Co-written
and directed.
It was also written by
story credit though, solo.
Story
James Mangold.
Yeah. Yes.
But written also by
Scott Frank
and Michael Green.
Yeah.
Don't know who they are.
I know who Scott Frank is. He's
I've heard of Scott Frank, yes.
Done a bunch of movies. He's a good guy. We've been trying to you know, on the way back here, trying
difficult.
To like hold ourselves back from talking about this movie, and now we can't start.
Now what's going to happen is we're going to have too much to say. We're just going to be talking over each other. This might be like a 3-hour podcast.
Well, so the thing though is this: about two and a half weeks ago, Pierce comes up to me and goes, "Hey, you know, I got a chance to go and see Logan," and he got to see it two and a half weeks early, and he's going to write about it because you write. All right, so we should
say a couple things
about Pierce. Pierce is a good friend, but he's a super talented kid. I mean, we can say kid because the two of us are old. But among the many things that you do, you write reviews for Newsarama.
Yes.
And so far,
that's correct.
We are speaking truths.
I have not perjured myself yet.
So he's like a legit writer.
Yeah. So I've been writing for Newsarama for about 5 years. Before that, I ran my own like geek news and review site called kaboom.com. Five
there you
O's,
go.
No apologies.
That should be the name of our band.
my nerd cred, as it were, is I was a Marvel intern for a semester in the web editorial department. So I worked closely with Agent M, who's the big Twitter personality that Marvel
has.
He's
already way cooler than us, Vic.
We'll never catch up.
Nope.
And
we got 20 years on him too, and there's no catching up.
And I was part of a pretty good intern class. Guys that I worked with have gone on to be head of PR at Archie, head of marketing at Valiant.
Nice.
A few are writing comics right now. One.
You're writing comics too, and see, true. That's another thing. We don't have to get into it exactly right now, but among the many things, Pierce is also he's like a legit rock star. Like he is a front man in a band. Called the Cutters. They went on tour last year.
Yeah,
it was great. It was huge.
It was very good.
Well, none of those other interns are on the podcast experience.
That's true.
Right now.
That's true. I will plug one of those books.
Eat your heart out.
God Country by Donnie Cates. He sat behind me on intern row.
Cool.
And his book's really good.
Nice.
The art's awesome. Two issues are out. Issue 2 just came out last week.
And right now, you're actually kind of working on something, but we're going to keep that top
secret
until
once,
you...
I'll yeah. wait to announce it.
I would love to... No, because we'll have you back.
It'll be a podcast experiment exclusive.
It will be, and we'll have you back for that. But right now, we're here to talk about Logan. So anyway, 2 weeks ago, you told me... In fact, you even said... I was like, oh, that's great. And there was a young lady actually that I was like, oh, are you gonna take this young lady that you just met? And you were like, no, man, if I had had a second ticket, I would have brought you. So he'd actually offered to bring me.
It's true.
But he only had one ticket.
It was not
to
allowed.
Go. And I thought this was fine too, because I wanted the three of us to go see it. But you got a chance to see it, and the next day
Chris Claremont sat behind me.
Oh, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
Behind you?
Yeah.
Was that a better seat?
I definitely had a better seat.
Yeah, that's fucked
because
up.
I had a place to put my feet up.
Wow.
It wasn't a fan. It was a bar. It was not like a fancy thing like we did today.
Uh-huh. Well, so we're going to get into that too, yeah. I think. I'd like to try to get into that. But
eventually.
But
where do we begin?
Well, no, but so Pierce the next day basically he had a lot to say, but not try, you know, I said, look, don't tell me about it. I want to see it. Mm-hmm. But he began to describe certain
around
things
it.
Around it. And he was describing around it so well. He was basically describing all of the negative space. I was beginning to get such a perfect shape of this of this movie. And I didn't want to discourage him from letting me know.
I was
but it
really
was,
trying.
He was really pumped for it. And so I did not. I don't. One of the things I definitely don't like to do is cut down anybody's enthusiasm. And he said he was moved by it, and he said he really dug it. So I was looking forward to it.
Yeah, sure.
So anyway,
it makes me realize this is probably like a
what
a spoiler filled podcast.
Oh right, yeah.
You,
we should let everybody
those of you
know.
Listening,
so this is our this will be
because we're discussing the movie in depth.
Yeah, this will
be.
I mean, we're already
spoiler
48 alert. Minutes into no. Already 10 minutes into this, but this will be our discussion of Logan, the movie Logan, and this is gonna be spoiler.
We hate
There's
to say turn off the podcast.
No, don't turn it off
because we want you
turn
to
it off.
No, please.
Go we want as movies. Many viewers as we can. But
well, yeah, if
from this
hit,
point on, pause it.
Pause.
Go see the movie and then come back.
All right. So
although I don't know why you'd listen to a review of Logan
back.
If you haven't seen the movie, you know.
Get back. Once you get to the movie theater, hit play once it starts.
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
so,
wait. Go.
First
so.
Shot.
Anyway, so he was...
Welcome back.
And Ed, welcome back.
Wasn't that a good movie?
Well, that's our review.
What's with all those trailers?
What's with all those trailers? What? Can you hear the dog barking?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Through the headset?
No.
No.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can hear it, but can you hear it?
I didn't
it?
Know if it was through the headset yeah. or not, but it's just in real
no,
life.
No, I don't think I hear it.
I can hear him in real okay. life. Well, there's okay. a, we have a dog that's barking. And it's not the dog. It's not the dog in the house. Anyway.
I'm looking at my notes
no, you're
off to the side.
The, oh,
I wrote
you,
down
well,
a
so anyway,
pretty quick.
So anyway.
They're mostly just jokes.
So, yeah, so
you
I,
guys
I
will
saw
handle
it
the
and
series.
I
so
kind
you,
of outlined it, but didn't out, I didn't outline the movie, but I kind of talked around it. And sorry.
No, no, no. It was fine.
I hope I didn't ruin it.
No, you didn't ruin it.
Yeah, I've been avoiding reviews, knowing that we were going to see it and do this podcast. I haven't read any reviews or.
Well, so I was excited to see it, and you did, a couple of the things that you did say were it was your favorite X-Men movie, and you were and I'm going to have to go out. And
I think that was solidified.
Yeah, I'm gonna say that was that's fair. That's fair. It's a very good X-Men movie.
It's hardcore. So that's what one of my notes says. I enjoyed the fact that it was rated R.
Yeah,
and as a comic book fan, it made me think of like you know a graphic novel where you can kind of like do stuff that's not in a regular.
Get, like,
not that there's anything wrong with say the Avengers, where it's more PG-13, user friendly. But this was like, plus it also
it
felt kind of like
a hard
standalone.
R.
You know, kind of like the Dark Knight Returns or something where somebody just wanted to tell, like, a Logan story.
Yes.
Because it's kind of like all by itself out there on a little island. It doesn't really connect to the rest of the X-Men movies. It's like
although,
it's rated R. It's kind of ballsy. It's rated R.
It was
like,
very ballsy. And it starts, I mean, the first thing he says, I'm pretty sure, is fuck.
The language, the violence.
And so it's like letting you know. And then he curses in the opening sequence, which is brutal and pretty fun, but it's also very cool.
Sets the tone.
It sets a tone, but it also sets multiple tones, or it sets up many things straight out. First, you actually see Logan get kind of kicked and beaten down in a way that the Wolverine that we've normally used to seeing, that never happens.
Sets up character and tone.
It sure does. And then he only kind of engages and kicks in. Doesn't matter. He only engages and kicks in when some of his property gets damaged. And then he, like, turns on, and it's a lot of fun.
Almost a berserker rage,
oh.
if you will.
Ooh. He's dropping some... Yeah.
I wonder if... I'm sure a lot of it had to do with... Well, maybe not, but... I always get the feeling that, like, you know, they want to make another X-Men movie. They're a cash cow. But, like, Hugh Jackman's like, I don't want to do another one. It's like, you can, whatever you
want
to make it
want.
Rated R. You want to set it in the future. My old man Logan, like, whatever you want. We just need Hugh Jackman to do one more Wolverine movie.
They did make him take a pay cut.
Ah.
They didn't have a lot of faith. They didn't have as much faith in this as
it's
they
risky.
Had.
It's a rated R
but they also,
comic book movie.
didn't have any faith in a Deadpool movie, and they also didn't have any faith in X-Men Apocalypse, to the point where they were like, yeah, Hugh, we're going to need you to show up for a minute.
For no reason.
Just for a minute.
Yeah, X-Men Apocalypse. I feel like I've seen it twice, and I have no memory of that.
I've seen it
just
once.
It wasn't a good
movie.
It's
the only one I haven't seen in theaters, which as like a giant X-Men fan.
Same with me. I had to get it on a pay-per-view.
As a giant X-Men fan, is slight, like people were like, what?
Yeah.
What is wrong with you? And I was like, no, I just, it wasn't really.
There's no impetus.
Well, I
to
told
go
you
see
how
it.
I felt about it. Yeah. I there was that one trailer for Apocalypse, and it was like with the dramatic music and the cuts and all that stuff. And I thought, wow, this is great. Probably the best part about that trailer was that was how it played in my head when I was looking forward when I was a kid. Long before they were making these movies, when I was looking forward to the next X-Men issue, I felt like I was hearing that music in my head, in my ears. I was like really excited. And so this enhanced experience for that trailer. But then right when that trailer was done, I said, yeah, there's no way this is going to be, the movie's going to kind of deliver. And it was too bad because it really, really didn't. I mean, there's some cool ideas.
The final shot is pretty dope.
Final shot's in the trailer. And in fact,
I watched that trailer. It's not in all of them. So I didn't watch that one.
You watched that. I sat you down and showed you that trailer.
No,
didn't
but I? the final shot of the movie, they're all in uniform.
Of X-Men Apocalypse?
Mm-hmm.
The final shot is them closing the doors on Professor X, and the doors close on him.
But that's because
the reverse.
That's the reverse of the shot where they show them all in like
close
to their 90s uniforms, which is
we went 2 hours of getting beaten down,
and also none of the kids doing anything. Anyway,
exactly.
We're talking about Logan today,
yes. Right? So we're going to talk about Logan today because actually. If you want to say put it this way, with something like Apocalypse, it just wasn't working, and it honestly it deflated me, and I was not excited to see Logan. Now I love Hugh Jackman, and I was like, okay, all right, whatever. And I was actually happy that it wasn't going to go full apocalyptic old man Logan, because I'm not entirely familiar with with that story, but I feel like it would have just been way over the top. But I liked that it was futuristic, and I did kind of keep myself from looking at too many. I saw a couple of flashes of the trailers, but I didn't really watch anything.
I think that you said too. Didn't you see the Johnny Cash trailer, and you were like, no.
Well,
no.
You were moved by the Johnny Cash, right? And I was like, yeah, but I feel like it was using Johnny Cash to sell Logan extra hard. And it was like,
yeah, you felt it
was
like
literally,
it was too much. You
I felt
like
it was cashing in. Hot pun. it was literally using Johnny Cash to sell. And it was a good idea, but it was a device. And I was worried that maybe the movie wasn't going to deliver.
But then.
That's why I don't watch trailers.
We're going to do a podcast about trailers.
I mean, we are in an era now where marketing companies do trailers, not the people that edit the film. So
oh, yeah. No.
I think what we get now is so much different than what we got even 15 years ago.
Yeah.
If you watch like the first X-Men trailer, you get a pretty close idea of what the movie is without giving away what's important about the movie.
Yeah.
With still the understanding that like, Wolverine's gonna show up, but then when you watch the movie, you're like, oh, that's not how I thought it was gonna happen. That's cool. Okay,
yeah.
It's weird to think that the first X-Men movie is almost 2 decades
old. Yeah.
Like how many other? I think this is one thing I thought about with Logan, and with this being the final, you know, the last hurrah for Wolverine, if indeed it is, they've given themselves
spoiler
an
alert.
Out. Yeah. To get that one out of the way, he does die. Or at least, like, he wasn't going to be Wolverine anymore. But, like, one thing that I loved about this was it called back a lot to the first time we ever meet Logan.
Yes.
Kind of over and over and over and over again, it's reminding you of the shots are a lot the same. He wakes up in the back of the car. Okay, when he wakes up, we don't know where he is. He could be in the Weapon X facility. He can be in Canada. He can be in all these different places that we know. We kind of have this, like, Logan just has a bad habit of waking up in places.
Yes.
And for us as an audience, it's kind of like, okay, it's never good.
It's disconcerting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's never good. And Logan actually does that a couple of times
in the movie itself. Either being from knocked unconscious, waking up from a drunken stupor.
The last third, he gets like very sleepy. Third of the movie, just constantly falling asleep, passing out.
But they let him sleep
forever at the end.
Yeah, he's very sleepy at the end.
Well, I don't know. I mean, if you want to talk about the end, Vic said, Vic and I saw something that you didn't, and that was the
the rocks.
There was the rocks that kind of started to float away.
No. Maybe because Dave was waving candy in your face
for the last seven minutes of the movie. That's just another.
Again, I think that's another. We had talked about this on a previous podcast, how I think actors always want like a death scene, you know, like.
Yeah.
Harrison Ford wanted Han Solo to die way back in Return of the Jedi. I think Mel Gibson wanted Riggs to die in Lethal Weapon 2. So it's kind of like, Hugh, we need you to do one more X-Men movie. And he's like, I'll be Wolverine one more time, but like I'm going to die at the end.
Yeah,
so you can't get me to make another one after this because he's dead.
Yeah. Well,
although since
it's
out of time, he could come back.
Yeah, exactly. And
he's an X-Men first class.
Well, let's also talk about it, right? I mean,
and it's in the future, but it's not like futuristic.
It's not,
you know
too
what I'm saying? Don't let that, for those
and that's
of you out
what's
there
really good
who
fun.
Think that's going to be like weird. It's barely in the future.
What's
saying,
sad
isn't?
Is that
there's no flying cars
what
or anything.
2029 will look like,
which is to say, not too different.
Drones and a wall. That's what it'll be.
Although I was thinking, watching the second time, how that car still runs. That car is almost 100 years old.
That's true. Anyway. I will say, though, because you just said like 10 different things. One, the thing about it being his last movie and actors wanting death scenes, you know, that is something that actors want. It's also closure on a character is just it's a rewarding thing for the actor themselves, but also even when the actor does, or even when the character, people love the character and they don't want, it's actually kind of a good thing. Like, you know, you get rid of it, you end it when it's at a high point. And Hugh Jackman does love Wolverine, but he's not one of those guys that has complained and has said like, oh, you know, I don't want to do this anymore. He loved Wolverine, but he thinks that this is a good and fitting end. But he also said this is my last Wolverine movie. This is it. He said, but you remember what he said? He said recently, but I would come back and play Wolverine if Marvel and Fox get their stuff together and Wolverine and the X-Men meet the Avengers. Now, what gets my nerd boner very excited for that? What gets me very excited for that is he basically put it out there, and the studio people who only think about money saw dollars when he said that. And it was like, that might actually set that off. But that's the only time he would come back. And it wouldn't interfere technically, or it could exist after the Wolverine and between Logan.
Well, there was...
Which was the
first instance of Wolverine appearing in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. You know what that was supposed to be?
We'll just say it.
It was supposed to be Captain America, the First Avenger.
Yes.
They were going to cut a scene where they meet quickly. Where Wolverine and Cap just meet quickly. And we never talk about it again.
Yeah.
Because we can't. But... And that, I was like, yeah, we gotta.
Right.
You gotta.
Right. Well, and what was also kind of fun, and I didn't hear about that, but I, you know, in the MCU, the Marvel Cinematic Universe, it is very much like the Ultimate Universe, and the three slashes which take out Nick Fury, which have, you know, taken out Nick Fury's eye, are present, and those are slashes from Wolverine. And so just the presence of Nick Fury with the slashed eye, I was like, oh, they're planting, they're setting that up. And maybe that's going to be the way that they can get everything back. And so, you know, again, the nerd in me gets excited for something like that. I mean, are we talking about Logan, or are we just discussing
Logan? How much we like Hugh Jackman as Wolverine and how much we would go see him as Wolverine again.
Yeah, I mean,
he's a very likable guy.
He's a likable guy. He's a super talent.
I think if they could make a movie where Wolverine like sings and dances and stuff,
would see it.
Hugh Jackman would come back because he loves to sing and dance.
If the songs were good,
Wolverine the musical.
What is it? Glove and Boots. The YouTube channel actually did a Wolverine musical.
Like Wolverine with an exclamation mark.
It was great.
The musical.
It was a great, but musicals.
I don't care about musicals.
Make Pierce uncomfortable, which is kind of odd. He's a musician, and yet he doesn't like musicals.
Yeah, because in musicals, people sing when they like go take a shit, and that's not what people do in real life.
I don't know what
I've
kind
never
of
seen that musical.
You're in town. That's what that's about. I assume. I don't know.
Maybe that's peeing and singing, like, not about taking a shit.
But so with Logan though, like I guess seeing it twice.
So actually, really quick though. So after the second time, your rating
I liked it
out
more.
Of 10, it went up by a point.
I liked it more. I cried both times.
Okay.
The X-Men for me are just super. They're kind of like those are my superheroes. Like maybe not always more than Spider-Man or Darkhawk, but like. The X-Men have been such a constant.
Sure.
Whether through the TV show was great, and it's so directly like adapted the comics that I didn't feel that lost when I dug into the comics, and I could find stuff that I recognized. And there's such a large cast of characters that you can find a lot of ways to tell a lot of different stories. Wolverine was always a character that I didn't love but have grown to love more over the past few years, and now he's
dead. Because of Hugh Jackman, or because...
I think just because the comics were so saturated with him, I sort of had no choice, and it was either, well, kind of get on board, or just check out of a lot of stuff.
Because he's present, right?
Right.
And everything.
And the book that endeared me to him most was Jason Aaron and Chris Bocciolo's Wolverine and the X-Men.
Sure.
Because he runs the school.
He runs the school. When did that come out? I can't remember when that did that come
started,
out.
Started. I want to say
before
2013.
Or after. Yeah. Okay. So that was long after they had had an animated show called Wolverine.
Yeah,
X-Men.
Which was amazing. Also.
Well, so there you go. So I remember being young and just kind of being very excited about Wolverine, saying like, "Ooh, this is really cool," and he's like this cool, violent character, and. He's got knives in his hands and all this stuff. And it's one of those things that as you get older, you just kind of go, there's not enough there. He's just this guy with knives in his hands.
And like, he can't really kill anybody.
He can't really kill anybody.
Or
so
everybody gets mad at him.
It's very fun when he shreds, you know, sentinels, which are giant robots. It's very fun when he's taking out things that aren't, you know...
Yeah.
Danger room sequences where he's fighting robots, where he's taking out just basically things that aren't human.
Yep.
But anytime he takes on humans, you see him take these wild slashes, and he has knives that don't get dull and that can cut through what he says. It's like a hot knife through butter, right? Like he just cuts through anything, but it cuts through steel like a hot knife through butter.
I think the only thing it can't cut through is vibranium.
Right, and it will, but it can slash it. Adamantium is a combination of vibranium. No. Adamantium is its own thing. It's Cap's shield that has
a mixture of
adamantium and vibranium.
You don't have to worry about any of that in this movie because there's definitely
no Cap's shield.
there's definitely some, like, you know, you could see that they cut through.
Oh yeah,
human flesh like a hot knife.
Whoa.
To butter. There's a lot of killing in the movie.
Yeah, well, so,
which is another good reason for it to be. Rated R and like a graphic novel because holding back. It's just like full on.
Exactly. And so that's one of those things about Wolverine is that
we're finally seeing the real Wolverine. And what I wanted to say quick.
Go.
When you were saying how you weren't really interested in Wolverine as a character, like where can you go with him and stuff. I think, however, whenever this whole like Logan backstory started, that's when he got interesting, I think, to a lot of people when you find out how old he really was. And so I think, you know, obviously the last Wolverine movie and this movie, Logan, make him like a more well-rounded character. I mean, everybody liked him before that because he was like the cool guy.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he like smoked cigars and he couldn't get drunk and he was a good fighter. And
tell Scott I made him a convertible.
Yeah.
I'll be very honest. Part of the reason I didn't like Wolverine growing up is because my little brother really liked Wolverine.
Okay.
So I was like, well, I got to like a different character because we can't both get Wolverine toys. Okay. So I became a big Cyclops guy. Mm-hmm. Well, I still love Cyclops.
So what was also fun about Wolverine back years ago was when they kept kind of keeping the mystery of Wolverine from us. He had no memory.
How old is he? Where did he get his adamantium from?
Even before the how old he is, he didn't know it. He didn't have a memory. Mm-hmm. He has have memories. And so it was like, what were these things? And then it was slowly like a little bit more and a little bit more. And the unfolding of his history, how is he tied to Sabretooth? And then it was like, wait a minute, maybe he's a lot older than he is because you can't tell how old he is because he's aging slow. And that led to the depth of the character. Then this idea of like a Weapon X program, and then they kind of kept spinning it, and all of that was a lot of fun.
We didn't even know if his claws weren't robotic.
Right.
For a while. We didn't know how his claws worked. Until
and then we found out that
Magneto was like, shoop.
Yeah, Magneto. Well, so that was a big turning point for me with Wolverine in general. When there's this moment, and you remember when Magneto pulls the metal out of Wolverine's
Fatal Attractions.
Body. What's that?
It's in Fatal Attractions.
Yes, and Wolverine's claws pop, and everyone's like, "Wait a minute, he has actual claws." I remember that was a very controversial book and moment. They've done a lot of interesting things with Wolverine. I actually kind of thought that bone claws were a little weird.
Boo.
It took me a while to warm to bone claws because bones can break and they're not.
And he's got a healing factor.
Yeah.
So
but still.
They can come right back. Also,
don't boo me on my own podcast. In my house.
Also, that awakened a secondary mutation that we didn't know was being kept in check by the adamantium on some level, which is that when he had the adamantium taken from him, he became more feral, and like that was part of his.
I'm sorry,
I don't know if I knew that.
Yeah, that's like part of his deal when he is like before he gets the adamantium put back in.
Yeah,
I always
like
that
when they do that, I feel like
weird.
I feel like whenever they do that to characters, I feel like that's the writer sort of going, I've run out of things to do with him, so I'm going to give him a new power.
And it wasn't really a power; it was just sort of like a personality shift.
But they were trying to explain it by saying like enhancing it to make this more interesting. And they could have just, I don't know.
It's called creating conflict, Dave.
Yeah, but you can do it without, you could just create
conflict.
Oh, I'm
not saying it's good.
I wonder how much of the whole Wolverine origin and everything, like they couldn't have planned all that when they first came up with Wolverine back in the day.
Oh, they
absolutely didn't.
You know,
they
no
absolutely
way.
Did not.
They, in fact, it
they,
was
somebody
one of
realized like, well, his healing factor,
on.
Maybe he ages real slow. So we'll come up, he's 100 years old or something. And they realize, oh, maybe he's this and that.
And I think that's what was really fun with him before Origins came out. And I did a top 10 Wolverine stories that came out today.
Well, look at that. He's promoting
plug it.
Something.
Plug it.
So it's on Newsarama.com, top 10 must-read Wolverine stories. And I put Wolverine Origin by Paul Jenkins and Richard Isenov. I mean, it's a gorgeous-looking book, but Paul Jenkins was kind of put in a corner, and they were like, I don't know, do an origin story, because if you don't, we already sold the movie rights, so they're going to do it.
Right.
And
Zach Penn who even said, hey,
do
hey
it
guys,
first.
You guys should do it first, because I think the story goes for that was Zach Penn, the screenwriter,
that was big news,
they were all hanging out, and they were saying they're going to work on one of the movies, and the comics people came to Zach Penn and were like, "Ooh, you're going to do it. What's the story you're going to do?" And he said, "Yeah, guys, I was just about to tell you, we're about to do this.
Yeah.
You guys should do it first." And I thought that was pretty responsible of him. Shout out to Zach Penn.
This is canon.
Yeah.
People talking about, like, is this going to be canon? It's like, yeah, this is it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, Origin, I'm not a huge fan of. I think it sets into stone too much stuff that we kind of love to have be mysterious.
It's always like a lot of times in other stories too. It's like you want to know the origin, but then you find out, and it's always kind of like sometimes what you don't know, you make up better stories in your head, make it more interesting.
And like it's the schoolyard, but I'll bet he's
500
this
years
issue
old.
Issue that I have. Like, oh, that you can't find because it doesn't really exist. Like, oh, but in this issue, he like totally does this, or like this happens, or, you know, you make up these stories that end up being a formative story to you that doesn't exist. This like legendary story that when you find out the real thing, you're like, oh.
It's kind of flat. That definitely happened with me.
Like in Logan, since it takes place in 2029, you get a couple things there, like, you know, Professor X is like, I remember what I did. I did something horrible. And there's like,
they
insinuate like things happened in the last 20 years that we haven't seen. Oh. And you, of course, you fill it in your head. I wonder if, you know, if that's canon, like if they're going to explain that in future X-Men movies. They don't have to, but again, it's more interesting. Like I was wondering like, oh, what happened?
What's great
what turned the world against mutants?
Let me just say what's actually very cool about that is that
Professor X is in the movie too.
Professor X is in the Patrick Stewart is in the movie.
He'll ever be Professor X.
Right.
You're going to be like 93 in the movie, Patrick, but we're not going to put any like old age makeup on you. You're going to look just the same as you do.
Put a couple liver spots on him.
A couple on his hands, I think, some liver spots.
But you had started out by saying that Old Man Logan, or this movie Logan, is very similar. you said it has similar kind of moments that are like Dark Knight Returns, the comic. And one of the things that was great about Dark Knight Returns was they implied but never said that Jason Todd, Robin, was murdered, killed. They didn't out and out say how, and they implied that it was what made Batman quit. And there's like this kind of, oh, you know, what happened? What was that? And so they do the same thing in Logan with this Professor X sort of thing. And the instance that they're referring to is they kind of say, yes, back in Westchester, there was this moment. And essentially it's implying that it was the first of Charles Xavier's seizures, which trigger his kind of this really cool effect in the movie where he kind of shuts down people all around him because Charles Xavier has that ability, and it kind of goes out, I guess, in some kind of wide radius. And Logan is one of the few people who can kind of push through it. And the first time we see it happen, it's like, whoa. Second time, like, how many times has it happened in the movie? Three or just two?
Twice.
Just two.
And that second time, it was a pretty epic moment.
Yeah, it's a really long scene.
And it was really cool. But I like you said, how they kind of imply a thing.
They say his mind is a weapon of mass destruction or something.
Right,
like that.
Which is very fun, very cool. And I actually, you said maybe it'll be canon, but I almost hope that it isn't, because the kind of going back and what they did with like the retconning of Jason Todd and just some of the things that happened since that, it was almost like they tried to fill in an epic story that was implied, and that was all it needed to be.
Well, who's to say what's canon in the X-Men movie universe?
This is true,
X-Men First Class.
We know that X-Men 1 is, and we know that First Class...
I mean, I guess they're all canon. I would assume they're all canon, but I'm saying they could always go back and just...
Well,
that never happened with Professor X.
X-3 was longer canon. We know that because X-Men Supernova that's filming now is going to be probably a retelling of
Dark Phoenix.
Yeah. But now all those X-Men from X1 and 2 are kind of... older than they would have been.
That's
in
what
those
I'm saying.
Movies.
Yeah, I think even the first and second X-Men.
It's like 1983.
Now we've gone back to the 70s and 80s, 60s,
yeah,
70s,
we're
and 80s.
Yeah, we're almost. No. Aren't we going to go into the 90s now in this next?
Because now they
movie?
Found.
But that's what I'm saying is like, so we're going to go into the 90s, but they're going to be.
But now,
I guess the timing is getting weird.
Yeah,
it's getting weird. Yeah. And now, I think that's kind of fun and kind of weird because this is definitely we're getting to that snake eating the tail sort
just
of thing.
Fine, it's X-Men. Now,
but also it's kind of fun that we're getting to this place where the people who were playing the characters 17 years ago are now these young people that are kind of taking on these new roles are just about the same age or getting to the same age that the first actors were when they were playing them in X-Men 1. But, you know, like you said...
But it's Hollywood interfering, you know, Hollywood needing to keep the cast young, interfering with, like, the logic and the timeline. Because now Nightcrawler is part of the X-Men in, like, 1980.
Yeah.
So how could you find Nightcrawler? That means X-Men 2, X-Men United...
Well,
that was 2002. So,
but I will say this.
But that's when they first meet Nightcrawler in that movie. But now Nightcrawler in the timeline, they found him in the 80s, and he's younger.
Yeah. But
stuff like that.
But also, Professor X is a dick.
I don't mind.
Professor X is a dick.
I don't mind that per se because X3.
I don't mind it. I'm just saying
X3 was such a bad movie.
I would argue that these new young X-Men's eliminate all three of the first X-Men's with Patrick Stewart and all that stuff, though that timeline is completely eradicated.
That's what we thought until Logan references X1.
Well, maybe, but he's out of time. Maybe he can remember.
And I'm okay with that because also, if you remember, obviously what was good fun about that is Logan.
Although he shouldn't be
Logan,
immune to time changes just because he lives a long time.
Well, but in Logan, which I did like, he says, Patrick Stewart's talking about all of us meeting by the Statue of Liberty.
Right.
And Logan thinks, yeah, okay, right, I remember that too. But what it was about, of course, was Professor X actually having a vision in the future in that movie. Because if you remember, that hotel, that motel was like the Liberty Motel.
Yeah.
And so that's actually what that was. That was that's what that was. And it was like totally done that way because... You know, Logan was like, yeah, it's just a cagey, what's the word? Cagey old man, craggy old man. He was just being like an old man, only he wasn't. He actually was, you know, predicting. He was seeing this kid. And also, spoiler alert, and what's actually quite exciting about that, this in Logan is X23, right, is in Logan. Because we actually didn't say anything about her.
She's in all the trailers.
But we didn't say anything about her, and that
great.
Is she's awesome in it. She's badass. It's very fun and very cool. Yes, we've established it's a hard R. Yes, we've established that Logan is kicking much ass and like eviscerating people with his claws.
Anybody
in ways
kicks
that we've
more
never,
ass though.
And we have a little girl murdering out
just
and out murdering
people left and right.
With claws in her hands and her feet, and she's doing it. She's
the foot
angry.
Claw was a little weird. I have to admit that.
It was a little weird, but
it's canon.
But she
it's canon.
It's canon.
The explanation for the foot claw was weird.
Well, you know, it was
that he knew that by the way. I guess maybe, I don't know.
But I loved it.
Google that.
I loved it. I loved it, and I loved it. Was kind of funny and you know cute. But I mean, obviously, we all knew. But it was funny and cute to see this little girl act like, you know, stank face, angry Wolverine. Yeah. It was just fun. And it was also kind of like, come on, Logan, you don't see that right away. Like Vic is very famous of saying, like, if we were like someone from another planet, like came down to watch this movie, if there are certain things like we know, but how you put it, like, you know, we bring a lot to the movie when we go and see these movies, but like, is it in the text of the movie? You know, and what was great is it was very obvious that this girl acts just like how Wolverine had been acting. And yet to Wolverine in the movie, to Logan in the movie, he couldn't tell, like, yeah, this girl's acting just like me. It took her drawing claws and it was just fun. But anyway,
I'm going to back up
please
slightly because we were talking about
you should actually sit closer to the mic. What do you mean?
Westchester incident.
The Westchester incident.
We get told exactly what happens.
Yes.
Like in the film.
Yes.
That Professor Xavier literally killed the X-Men.
Well, I missed that part. Maybe I was
sleeping in my chair.
So it's
on the radio. While they're in the car, and he's like, "Oh, you know, she's your daughter, or whatever." It slipped in. He turns the radio off, and it's because
it's called exposition by radio.
Yeah, which they do a couple of times in the film.
They better do a better job.
Maybe
Dave was waving candy in front of my face at that point. I missed it.
It works because it's a road movie, but like
it's called exposition.
They're driving away from Oklahoma City after they've just you know, he's put all these people in paralysis
when he did it before, and they're saying this happened again.
They're like, "Oh, it's very similar to another incident that happened in Westchester where 600 people were injured and 7 of the X-Men were." Clicks it off, you know, and it's just like he killed the X-Men.
But then also then he's like, "I'm so sorry that I did this to the children," and blah.
Yeah, he killed the X-Men.
I mean, I figured it was
that,
you know, happenstance happened before, whatever he's doing with his brain.
But
in a radius, hurting people.
I think that they also kind of imply that the son of whoever who was kind of leading the Brit guy who's kind
Xander
of leading
Rice.
I think it's kind of implied that he was also kind of had a part in that, but I think along the way in parallel was trying to take out mutants
The reason there's no school
is because
Professor X literally murdered
Screw
the
Professor X.
And actually, that's not a fun twist.
Murdered them, but inadvertently killed them.
You said young Professor X was a dick in the new X-Men movies.
At least
he didn't murder all the X-Men.
All Professor X's are a dick. All of them.
Well, the thing I like is, as a side story, I feel so bad for Professor X.
He tried
One,
so
you'll
hard.
Understand. In the first X-Men First Class, he gets shot and he gets paralyzed, right?
Right.
And then in the most recent X-Men movie, like they do, you know, Apocalypse hooks him up to that machine, all his hair falls out.
Oh, no.
I'm like, the poor, and I don't, you know, poor being bastard. A bald man, I don't like that his hair falls out. But I'm like, first he's in a wheelchair for no fault of his own, then all his hair falls out. Then couldn't they just explain it like he was bald, his hair fell out? It's like, fuck, I didn't ask to get hooked up to this machine. It took all my hair away.
Not only that.
That's why he's so pissed off. Ever see online they have how the X-Men should have ended? It's like Professor X is shot. He's lying on the beach and everybody's like having a conversation. It's just like, guys, somebody get me to the hospital. Like the teleporter guy should just be like, "I'll take you to the hospital." Boom.
Boom.
Remove the bullet. You know what I'm saying?
Or he
can control every. I think what he does is he controls everybody's mind. They stop talking and the guy picks him up and takes him to a hospital.
He could have just done it himself.
You know, Magneto's making his big speech. I'm like, "I'm dying over here."
Well, I also think, you know, because we talk about how, like, the Transformers movies are often they have a lot of the same plot, but the X-Men movies almost entirely have the same plot. Like
that's
there's
been
always,
X-Men for 50 years, though.
But I'm saying, like,
we're hated and feared. Oh, no.
Not that part of the plot. It's like, we're hated and feared, and guess what? We're going to use Cerebro and Professor X and some combination of them to basically attack everyone all at once, all the time. That happens often in these X-Men movies.
There's no real explanation for the... Unless I missed that too on the radio, apparently there's a lot of exposition that like there's no more mutants.
Yeah, we
well,
get
they
that explained.
Kind of explain that this guy, what's his name?
Xander Rice. What's annoying?
He says something
Rice,
about he
like,
tried
I'm
to
trying to get rid of these people.
Alkali.
He says we weren't trying to get rid of them, we were just trying to control them or something like
Here's
that.
Here's an annoying thing. They say Transgen is owned by an American company and then never name the company. At the end of X-Men Apocalypse, do you guys remember the kicker?
Nope.
Kicker is Wolverine's genetic code in a little vial.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember
in
that.
A box. And what does the box say?
Transgen.
Essex Corporation. Who is Nathaniel Essex? Mr. Sinister.
Oh, yeah.
And then they were like, oh, yeah, Transgen. Something totally different.
That has nothing to do. But that's because they're trying to make... They were setting that up for... The next X-Men movie.
Yeah, but if you're doing
Logan.
Sinister, it doesn't matter. You're doing the future anyway. It could
I
be
understand.
Both. Why
Retcon.
Not
both? It could have been both.
It's a different timeline.
Don't say Dave. Like, it's my fault.
Why not both?
You could say why not both.
Well, what's
why
so
not both.
One thing in watching it the second time, I was looking for sort of the dressing that reminds you, like, hey, you're watching an X-Men movie.
Sure.
Pretty much has none.
There's
no
zero,
like,
no costumes.
There was no, yeah, I mean, no costumes, but also there's no, like, no license plate that's like, you know,
nods
Hulk 181 or anything. Yeah. There's nothing. It's just, hey, here's this movie. And I think it's so you don't get distracted.
Yeah.
Because the movie's,
because it's very much an adult movie. It's
Like, you could come and watch this movie and not really necessarily know.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you about didn't know X-Men it was a Wolverine or... movie, I don't know how you wouldn't actually. But yeah, no, I mean, it stands alone. And that's what you were saying before, Vic, is like, you don't have to know anything except that Wolverine has claws. And even that, they're going to tell you right away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
It was pretty smooth about exposition the whole way through. There's no big, big dumps.
Well, I mean, with the exception of what you just said about the news dump. I mean,
that's not a dump, though. That's happening.
But it's exposition.
Organically, though, is what I'm saying.
Sure.
So organically, I mean, that it got missed.
That I
one
missed it.
One could argue. Yeah, but one could argue that that is still a device. But that's like, if you're going to go super critical about movies, and yes, it could get missed, and but still,
and not affect your enjoyment of
the
film.
Story, right?
And that's what I mean by it being pretty organic. Is that like, it's there if you want it, it's not there if you miss it. And actually, so on Newsarama, we usually do. We had two reviews go at the same time. We had a writer on the West Coast also review Logan,
mm-hmm.
Who saw it a few hours after I did. And said pretty much what you said, which was, we don't really know what happened. In the comic, in Omban Logan the comic, Wolverine kills the X-Men. Murders them all. It's very brutal. That's why there are no X-Men.
Why does he do that?
He gets, like, put... They trigger sent him or something like that. He gets manipulated into doing it. But in Omban Logan, the point of that is that it kind of sets the stage for him not popping his claws for the majority of the book.
Right.
Until, oh shit, it's
well, so
time
what,
to throw down.
That's actually one of the things I thought was interesting was, I know that in Old Man Logan, the comic, him popping his claws was a big deal, a big payoff moment,
mm-hmm.
Because it hurt, because a lot of other things, and I was wondering if they were going to do that, because they did show him like draw them in the trailer. But I did like that they very clearly said, okay, there's a couple of things we're not going to do that aren't Old Man Logan, and or that, you know, to separate from Old Man Logan. And we see claws like straight away.
Yeah. And I mean, Old Man Logan is ridiculous.
It's silly. It's silly, but I mean,
it's
over the top. It's like,
it's fun.
It's fun, but it's almost as if what's the movie? Denzel Washington post
Book of Eli.
Book of Eli. Like
yeah, it's like that.
If you'd put Wolverine in Book of Eli, that would be what Old Man Logan would be.
Or in like a Mad Max movie.
Or a Mad Max. Yeah, but I kind of wanted to see a nod to the Spider Mobile, because I knew that it existed. I didn't even find it as charming as you did, but I still kind of thought that would have been fun.
Yeah.
But we're going to, you know, we should probably take a little break, and we got to come back and talk about this a little bit more. We're going to do one more.
Sure.
All right. So, because we're almost at an hour, and yeah, we haven't even, I mean, we've talked a little bit. But we should talk
a lot about
more.
Logan, but, you know, we're also going to talk about maybe the X-Men or the whole universe.
Yeah.
Or that's about five more podcasts. Look, but we'll
be
back
about Batman
for part two. Right?
So yeah, do it again.
If you want to hear us talk some more about it.
And we'll even keep, I'll give Pierce another hard cider and really get him talking, because I think he's falling asleep over here. But yeah, we'll be back for part two of our Logan review here at the Podcast Experiment.
Bye.